I'm encouraging you with these words today. Jesus is coming soon. And we are going to be ready. We are putting on the body armor of faith and love and wearing the helmet, our helmet, the confidence of our salvation.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland today as she brings a message of encouragement for the body of Christ to give the Word of God first place in your life in order to stay ready and resist the enemy.
Let's look at this scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation, 5, 1 through 8. If you don't have a New Living, just let me read it to you. I really don't need to write you about how and when all this will happen. He's been talking about, just above that, he's been talking about something really great, and that's the catching away of the church. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and with the call of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from the grave. I expect to be alive on the earth to see this. All the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. So comfort and encourage each other with these words. So I'll just throw those in at you today to encourage you. 5:1 says, I really don't need to write to you about how and when this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born. And there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark. I'm telling you, the Bible says you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes as a thief, for you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the night, the darkness and night, so be on your guard, not asleep like others. We are to stay on guard. Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly. Now here's where I'm going. Protected by the body armor of faith and love. That's another reason that we don't receive. We don't keep the commandment of love. And we don't walk in faith. So we're to stay protected by the body armor of faith and love. That is our armor. That's our protection. And wearing the helmet and confidence of our salvation. Glory to God. For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. He died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. I'm encouraging you with these words today. Jesus is coming soon. And we are going to be ready. We are putting on the body armor of faith and love and wearing the helmet, our helmet, the confidence of our salvation. If you're new and you've never really had time much to spend in the Word of God, I can tell you it's a wonderful thing to live in the confidence of your salvation. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to stay in the Word and find out until you're convinced that God loves you and he cares for you and he'll see to you and you can have faith in him and you will not be disappointed. I'm telling you, the world cannot hurt you, defeat you, Satan can't lie to you enough to make you believe when you get in that place of faith and confidence in the Word of God. You know you can't believe the lies of the devil because you believe the Word of God too much. You already have heard from the Bible. You'll know that the no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That says everything, doesn't it? So when bad things happen or this or that or that comes up or they tell you you got sickness or disease in your body or your business goes bankrupt or you lose your job or whatever, words like that come up in you. No weapon formed against me will prosper. All things work together for my good. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And who is it the Bible says loves the Lord? Those who do His Word love Him. If you want to know if you love the Lord, it's do you obey Him? If you obey Him according to the Bible, you love Him. Glory to God. Let's look at a couple of armor scriptures. Let's look at Ephesians 6. Now, this is engaging. I'm talking about engaging. I'm talking about pressing. I'm talking about and implementing. The opposite of just floating through life. This is engaging. Ephesians 6 says, we have to engage. The reason you don't receive sometimes is because you don't engage. When you begin to believe God to get out of debt, you have to engage with your faith. You have to engage and resist the temptation to give up or to say there's no way or whatever, you know. Or if you're believing God for your healing, you have to engage. That means you take action. That means you do whatever it takes. Amen? So here in Ephesians 6, we have to engage. It tells us what to do. It says, put on in verse 11. Well, let's look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on. You put on. Do you wait for God to put it on you? No, you have to put it on. You have to engage in this battle. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I think the Amplified uses the word pressure of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. That is a direct command. Do it. Amen. Do we have a choice about it? No, not if we want to be victorious. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to this, we're going to have to wrestle. According to this, we have an enemy who's come to kill, steal, and destroy, as the Bible says. That's what it's talking about. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That word armor comes from a word that means circle. Take unto you the whole armor of God. The armor encircles you. An armadillo has a shell that encircles him. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. That's the first thing it takes to be victorious. If you don't know the truth, you don't know any better than to believe what the devil says or what other people say about you or your situation. So you have to be girded about with the truth. And you have to have on the blessed breastplate of righteousness. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. You've been born again. You've been made the righteousness of God. And you're walking in that righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you know the gospel. You know what the Word says. Above all, you've got those other things. But now, in addition to all that, you must do this. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith is absolutely positively necessary. Now, when Ken and I learned how to walk by faith, we learned how to change our circumstances. We were believers for a good while, and we were Spirit-filled believers before that, but we just didn't know what to do. You know, but once you know what to do, you can do it. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So you take action. Hallelujah. You put the shield up. You walk by faith. You put on you put on the armor, the body armor of light. Hallelujah. And faith. Bless the Lord. The whole armor, verse 13 says. The shield of faith, in verse 16, stops, above all, taking the shield of faith, it stops all the fiery darts of the wicked, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But what do you have to do? You have to engage. You have to take it. Really, you shouldn't wait till trouble comes your way. You should just keep your shield up all the time and keep trouble away from you. But that is the best thing to do. But if you haven't done that, then when trouble comes, you got to get busy. And you got to put that faith out there. How does faith come? By hearing the word. How does it go? By saying the word. By saying what you believe. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The body armor, as 1 Thessalonians said, of faith and love. The body armor of faith and love. The whole armor. Verse 16 says, the shield of faith stops all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith and love is the body armor, and we know that love is our commandment. So if we're not walking in love, we're disobedient. So right there, we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable if we're not walking in love. So we're going to look at that in just a few minutes. And verse 17 says, take the word and prayer always. Now let's look at some familiar faith scriptures. Well, Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith works by love. So love and faith are the keys to our victory here in the earth. Love and faith are the body armor. Amen? According to 2 Thessalonians 5:1-8, the body armor. So the shield of faith stops all the fiery darts. Now, Mark 11, we know this scripture, but it's not what you know, it's what you actually do with it. It says, Jesus said, you know you know this well, but this is how you teach faith. This is where faith is. So we're going to talk about it again. They walked by the fig tree. Jesus went to get fruit. There was no fruit on it. And so they went on somewhere else. And then on the way back, they passed the fig tree. And it says in the morning, in verse 20, Mark 11. Now we fail to engage right here in Mark 11 about 99% of the time when there's a problem. If you're just normal Christians, if you hadn't been trained years and years and years, this is where you miss it a lot, right here. In the morning they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily, or I tell you the truth, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe what he believed, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Look at that. It says, say, I say, shall say, he say, saith is in there all those times. What you say is your faith speaking. That's the bad news or the good news, depending on where you are. But the good news is you have authority over what you say. Nobody can make you say. It's what you hear with your ears that gets down into your heart, and what you see with your eyes that gets down into your heart that comes out your mouth. So if you want to say right and say the word, you put the word in your eyes and your ears, and it comes out your mouth, and it says deliverance. It says the word. It says what it's been sent to do. Hallelujah. I remember when I was listening to Brother Hagin's tape on You Can Have What You Say. And I was taking notes, and I was listening to this, you know, reel-to-reel, back in the olden days, reel-to-reel tape on You Can Have What You Say. And I was just writing down all these notes about saying. And this came up in me. In consistency lies the power. What you continually say with your mouth comes to pass in your life. Why is that? Because it's spirit words. It comes out of your heart. Your heart, you are a spirit. And what you say here in your spirit comes out your mouth. And so if you're getting the wrong thing in your life, you need to first of all see what you're saying in your mouth, with your mouth, about those problems. Are you telling people you're sick? Are you, people say, how are you? Are you saying, well, I've been diagnosed with cancer? Are you saying that? You could say, I've been diagnosed with it, I guess, but you can't say, I've got it. You can't say, I've got cancer. You can't take it. Because if you take it, you've got it. Or if it's money, you can't go around talking about lack all the time. We had to learn, right there in Tulsa, we had to learn to speak abundance while we experience lack. People have to learn to speak healing while they're experiencing sickness, if you want to come out of it. Now, the way you change your mouth is to change what's in your heart. And the way you change what's in your heart is to change what goes in your eyes and in your ears that gets down into your heart, and then it comes out your mouth. So if you're trying to change your talk without the word going in your eyes and your ears, that's not the way it's made to work. You know, it's a mental thing then. But whatever is, this is the law. This is the law. Whatever you feed on with your eyes and your ears gets down in your heart. And whatever gets down in your spirit, in your heart, it'll come out your mouth. And whatever comes out your mouth, Jesus said, you can have it. Not that you have a choice. You could say, you will have it. You will have what you say. So as I was listening to that tape that day, I thought, okay, this is it. I can see it. Inconsistency lies the power. What I say consistently with my mouth is what comes into my life. Inconsistency lies the power. In other words, you can't just say, I'm healed 3 or 4 times and then say, tell everybody you see I'm sick and expect to. You have not engaged in faith. Let me just say that when you do that. But anybody can do this. God's very fair. He tells us what to do, how to do, and if we'll do what He says, we'll get the result that He says. Now, the other place that we miss it and where we fail to engage, and I'm going to go over this before I let you go. This won't take very long, is our commandment. What is our commandment? To love. Jesus taught him that our commandment is love. So we don't have time to go there, but you know that. That is the commandment of the church. God is love. He loves us. We can love people. We can bless people. We can change people's lives just by a kind word and being doing something nice for somebody. We can stay in love when people don't love us. That didn't say you only love the people that love you. No. No, love's so powerful, it can hold up. It says it can bear up under anything. Glory to God. Let's stand up and praise the Lord. Father, we love you today. We love you today. And because we love you today, Lord, we set ourselves to walk in love, to do your will, to be all that you want us to be. We yield to the force. Just tell the Lord, volunteer right now and tell him, I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in love, Lord. I want your love shed abroad in my heart and shed abroad through my life. Help me, Lord. And I forgive just anybody that you've got a thing against right now. Anybody that's, your face not going to work in an unforgiving heart. So you forgive anybody that's done you wrong. If you were married to a man and he left you for another woman, forgive him. Just let him off the hook right now. Say, Lord, I release him, I forgive him, and I'm going forward with my life in Jesus' name. Somebody's done you wrong, forgive them, whatever it is. Get rid of it. Go free. Faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart. Father, we love you today. We thank you for the Word of God. We set ourselves to walk in love, to be like our Father. We set ourselves to be like you, Lord. We're asking you to help us and point out to us, Lord, anytime we fail or we're beginning to have thoughts against somebody or we're touchy or fretful or resentful, remind us of the Word of God. We want to walk in faith and love. We put on the body armor of faith and love. We walk by faith. We walk by faith in the Word of God. We know we can have what we say, and we say what we want to come to pass based on your word. And we thank you for it, Father, and we walk in love. We forgive every person anything. If we have aught against any right now, we forgive them in Jesus' name. And we go free, and we let them go free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. We give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life. Based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland, this personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
We have prepared a curriculum entitled Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Now, looking back at my life didn't even begin until I began to connect. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to find Him. You've got to seek Him. You need to receive Jesus as Lord first, and then ask the Lord to show you what He's got for you. It's good. It's far beyond what you'd pick out for yourself. This curriculum contains 10 Bible studies perfect for individuals or groups. It's an easy thing to use. It would be great to use with your family. And so we want to send it to you. This is five DVDs, five CDs, and a workbook. If you'd like to have it, you can do it by yourself or you can have a group in. Hey, you can begin to be a teacher yourself. Read it one day and teach it the next. Hallelujah. Order it today. God wants you blessed. He wants you to be able to receive, but you've got to have faith for it. And you can't get faith unless you know what the Bible says. That's what faith is, believing what God says in His Word. So get on the ball. If you're tired of life the way it is, make a change. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for every person today. Lord, I am asking you to reveal their master plan, the one you have for their life, the great plan, the blessed plan. Reveal it to all of us step by step, day by day. We want to know your plan, Lord. We yield ourselves to walk with you. Bless, blessing, blessing, blessing is in the master plan. We love you with all of our heart. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to help you. Today's message came from the Southwest Believers Convention. To watch the rest of it, go to kcm.org and click on media. Got a lot of good things for you on the internet. Absolutely free. We talked about today putting on the body armor of faith and love. Jesus is coming soon. And we need to be ready. We need to be in our place. If you know the will of God for your lives and you're not doing it, you're not ever going to be happy until you get in that plan that God has for you. If you wonder why things aren't working, think about what did the Lord tell me to do last that I'm not yet doing. Ken and I found the answer to life is to do what you're told day by day, and you'll live blessed and you'll live happy. This year's New Year's Eve celebration at Eagle Mountain International Church here on the grounds of KCM is, of course, Wednesday, December the 31st. We have special music by Phil Driscoll. We'll have Kenneth Copeland ministering here. We're going to bring in 2009 in faith and believe in God. So you come and join us. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.